Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to yet another round of Love Me. Tonight we have our top five contestants. That'll consist of Jeffers, Amby Lee, Aria, Princess Cléry, and Rachelle Ehler. Tonight they had to do oldie songs, so they had a limit from the year 1950 to the year 1970. Any love song that happened in that time period, and that's what's going on tonight. And first up tonight is Rachelle Ehler.
My heart. I'll be over at 10. You told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I went to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. I'm baby, baby. I try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside. Never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup, don't break my heart. You are my toy, but you could be the boy I adore. If you just let me know, although you're untrue, I'm attracted. All the more, why do I need you so? Oh, baby, baby, I try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, why do you build me up? Buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around. My heart.
All right, and that was Rachelle Ehler, starting off the night for Oldies Night. Tonight, you guys, Beloved Star couldn't make it, so because I needed another female to judge, because I just didn't want to be one-sided, we've brought in Melly,
Hello.
which should be awesome. Melly, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. Okay, so Rachelle Ehler, my first note was just like how much I love this song. I really like oldies, so I'm glad that I got to come on this week. A few notes, like the lows in the second verse particularly seemed a bit too low for you. And it was okay because like the energy was so nice, at least at the beginning. About halfway through, I got kind of bored because the song is really repetitive and you sounded really nice, but you didn't kind of like do a lot with it. So it kind of just bugged me. I really liked the end what you were doing, but then it faded out and it just kind of like lost the effect that everything else was having for me. And for some reason, I don't know if you guys caught this, but the way that she sounded on this kind of sounded more like she was crazy and stalkery rather than like just really in love. It was kind of like this weird tone to her voice that I kind of felt like she was like gonna come after me in the night with her buttercups and yeah.
You're That's thinking of Splish Splash, not this. That's the stalkerish song.
Yeah, that's all I have. I did like it, though. You sounded really nice on it.
All right. And Valk, what about you?
I think I have, like, the same notes. I thought that you had, like, a cute energy going on. I thought it was, like, really cute. But, like, yeah, halfway through when, like, the music started to swell a little bit, I kind of wished you would have built with it a little more. But you did keep the same energy that you had, like, throughout. So I'm glad you did that. It sounded really reverb-heavy to me. Which, like, that kind of died out halfway through the song, too. That might have been because the music picked up. But, like, at the beginning, the like, echoey-ish reverb kind of bugged me. I liked your voice on this. I don't really have much else to add.
Rochelle, I don't particularly think this song is too much of a good idea for recording purposes, because the background singers have to be turned down whenever the song gets turned down, and then the background singers sound too quiet. It's like you can't really hear what's going on. So that kind of bugged me a little bit, because it's kind of part of the overall song experience, because I like this song as a song. You had a kind of a decent energy going on for me too, but I wasn't really all that excited by it, and especially for a top five, I wish you'd kind of taken a little bit more of a risky song. As far as your voice, I didn't pick up anything particularly, you know, wrong about, like, mistakes made or anything like that. I just kind of wish you'd done something a little bit more... Or
yeah, your voice sounded pleasant on this.
Which is not a stretch for you, of course, but... all right. Okay, so... All right, so anybody else have anything to say about Rochelle?
No.
I love Rochelle! The end.
All right. So next up is Ambi Lee.
Yay!
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? And lovers await the break of day. Why do they fall in love? Why does the rain fall from up above? Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love? Love is a losing game. Love can be a shame.
All right, and that was Ambi Lee with Why Do Fools Fall in Love, not to be confused with Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love with You and Wise Men Say Only Fools Rush In, but still an interesting song.
I thought Elvis did this song too, didn't he?
Well, he says, he has a lyric, says, well, I don't know about this particular version. I haven't heard it if he has.
I thought he did a Why Do Fools Fall in Love song.
Well, on Can't Help Falling in Love with You, it goes, wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help.
That has nothing to do with why do fools fall in love.
But I've heard some people mess up the lyrics to say why do fools fall in love. So some people get confused on that a lot. But no, he hasn't done this one.
I think Elvis did this song. I think you're wrong.
My Elvis fandom may be incorrect here.
I don't know. I don't care.
What did you think about this song? Of Alk?
Who? Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh. This was interesting, Ambi, because I liked your voice on this, but I don't feel like you really, like, transitioned to the style of the song well. Like, to me, like, your voice sounded really nice on it, and you sounded, like, really belty and kind of, like Mariah Carey-ish meets Broadway to me. But, like, you sounded really Broadway on the song, and it's, like, an oldies doo-wop song. So I kind of wanted you to have more of, like, a doo-wop oldies type of swagger. And it just kind of sounded like you were singing, like, this in, like, a jukebox musical or something to me, and it was, like, the Broadway style of the song, so I don't know, it kind of, like, you sounded nice on this, and I liked your energy, but it kind of, like, the styles clashed to me.
Mm-hmm. Little thing I just want to bring up about Ambi Lee, she's designing our badges, you guys, and I've seen them. They look really, really cool. So, but going back into the song... Ambi, I was wondering what I didn't like about the tone on this. I think it was Valk was right when she said the Broadway thing here. And that not necessarily fitting with the song. I do kind of wish you were also a little bit louder. One particular thing that I liked is where you said something like "lut of." I really liked the moments when you did stuff like that. I think you had a good energy. I'm just not sure your voice fit with this song very well. Or at least your interpretation of how you sang it. So I would have liked probably to hear something a little bit different from you, in my opinion. Melly, what did you think?
I kind of agree and disagree at the same time. Like, I agree that she didn't, like what Dal said about the jukebox musical kind of thing. But at the same time, I guess I kind of find that a good thing because that's kind of like Ambi style of the Broadway thing, and she kind of made it work for me. I don't know. I kind of liked how she did that. And I like the song originally. It's like, well, the version that I know at least is like the Frankie Lyman or whatever. Mm. And it's very, very doo-woppy, and very, but I like how she changed it. And I think that what was missing in Rages was in here, which is this is a very repetitive song as well, but she kind of had the dynamics in her voice that made it more interesting. So, I don't know. I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, no, it wasn't... I didn't get bored of this one or anything.
I liked it. Not I sure just the thought style it was, like, odd.
All right. Okay, so I think we're good on that. Next up is Princess Clary.